The Iron Horse by Edward Marston. Read by Sam Dastor. Peter Cheggin was a tall, stringy man in his 30s. He was in the office belonging to Robert Colbeck, leafing through the case file that related to the murder investigation. When Leeming walked in, the other man immediately put the file back on the desk and pretended to move a few other items around.
"Hello, Victor," he said cheerfully. "I was told to tidy up in here."
"Not by Inspector Colbeck. He keeps the place spotless."
"That's why there was so little to do."
"I'm glad I bumped into you, Peter," said Leeming. "Some mail arrived for you."
He took out the letter and held it out.
"A cabman delivered it just this minute."
Cheggin turned white. Seeing the letter, he knew at once that he had been caught. He shrugged, gave a strained smile, then, without warning, hurled himself at Leeming, intending to push him aside so that he could make his escape. The sergeant was ready for him. Moving swiftly to one side, he grabbed Cheggin by both arms and swung him hard against the wall before using both fists to pummel him. Cheggin fought back, and they grappled wildly in the middle of the room. A chair was knocked over, a potted plant was toppled from its perch, and all the papers on Colbeck's desk went flying as the two men flailed about. Cheggin had the strength of desperation, but Victor Leeming slowly got the upper hand. Subduing an offender was the part of police work that he liked best. Fueled by resentment and by a sense of betrayal, he shoved, shook, punched, pulled, and squeezed hard before using his knee to explore Cheggin's groin. When the constable doubled up in agony, Leeming took his opportunity to fell him with a swift uppercut. Cheggin collapsed in a heap on the floor and groaned. Breathing hard, Leeming stood over him.
"You were one of us, Peter," he said, "and you let us down."
"I needed the money," croaked the other.
"You won't need money in prison, and that's where you're going for this."
Leeming glanced at the debris they had caused.
"Look at the mess you made. Inspector Colbeck won't like that at all."
The noise of the fight had brought a knot of onlookers, and they stood at the open door. Superintendent Tallis pushed through them and came into the office. He looked with dismay at the dishevelled state of the two men.
"What in heaven's name is going on here?" he shouted.
"I made an arrest, sir," explained the sergeant,
taking Cheggin by the scruff of the neck to hoist him to his feet.
"This is the man who's been spying on us, Superintendent. He's all yours."